Good morning, everyone. Almost every day, we hear of the fearsome coronavirus, which is spreading throughout the world. I hope that you are taking good care of yourself and are able to keep good health and find peace in your life. Recently, I feel deeply concerned that human bonds are becoming shallower and more tenuous, so that real communication rarely occurs and that it becomes a source of all sorts of problems. Though we can reach anyone in the world instantly using a single finger, we are generally indifferent to the person right next to us. Similarly, we seem to have lost the ability to empathize or put ourselves in the position of others. I realize I have been supported by so many different people throughout my life, but that's just not the case anymore. You can't say anything to the children you don't know. Neighbors rarely saying anything to each other. And there are lots of people who feel all alone out there. Even if there was a child out there who was crying all alone, this society has become so compartmentalized that we wouldn't even notice. Rapid development of science technology brought us amazing convenience and a stable economy, but did it bring peace and joy to the world? It seems the more grudges and good we gather, the more we still feel that something is missing. As long as we remain in the self-centered perspective, we are never freed from our tiny jungle of desire and conflicts, so that life is always stressful and restless, as though we are running on the hamster wheel, and we can never enjoy a true sense of peace and satisfaction. We must open our eyes to a much freer and richer way of life. In order to realize a richer way of life, we need to cultivate and nurture an opulent heart, which can be touched by a tiny wildflower blooming at the side of the road, by the setting sun coloring in the mountaintop rosy pink, to gazing upon the brightly shining moon in the sky. We cannot explain why that the beauty of the violet blooming in the field touches us, or why we feel the music of Mozart is so beautiful. Anyway, it is beautiful. No reason is necessary. What moves people is not reason. It is sensitivity, feeling, and intuition. As Einstein said, he who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is good as dead. His eyes are closed. People can see same things at the same time, but some can feel, while others do not even notice. It is not due to a difference in eyesight, but a difference in heart and mind which is able to feel, though we cannot see the heart and mind with our naked eyes. It is said that it can be nurtured, their heart and mind is fully open to experience various emotions of joy and anger. When we encounter something beyond our comprehension, we sometimes are made to open our eyes, and we cannot help but be humbled. We discover the fact that we are allowed to live in the great working of the infinite, which is far beyond our comprehension and beyond man's intellect. Actually, we are living in a small ego shell, and we could only have such a petty way of thinking, for we cannot help but be very self-centered. We come to realize that we are utterly powerless in the universe, and such a powerless being is unable to exist with the power of the infinite universe. Sri Maha, 19th century thinker, said that the essence of religion is neither thinking nor acting, but intuition and feeling. It wishes to intuit the universe. Professor Akira Omine from Ryukoku University also said that religion is not a working of philosophical intelligence, nor the volition of moral ethical action in which to realize good with one's effort. But it is to feel the universe. That something beyond is constantly working for me to make my life possible. Religion is none other than the feeling of this fact. Religion is to feel the infinite universe. It is to realize and to feel that one is allowed to live in the midst of something infinite, entrusting to the power of the universe. It is to feel the infinite universe, just like a baby embraced by his mother, and human beings lives in the embrace of the universe. That is the reality of human existence. In such human existence, there is no religion separate from the discovery of this naked existence. Despite this fact, somehow we think that our own power, ability, and effort has built up what we are, or that our society has been built up based on our power and labor through various activities. However, if we descend to the bottom of our consciousness, we cannot help to realize that there are dimensions where none of our power is working at all. Because we are allowed to be able to live by the power of something infinite, where there is no space for self-working, where we are entirely, totally passive, we have to leave everything up to the working of the universe. Professor Omine also pointed out the fact that everything in the universe is reliant and dependent on the universe for the interdependent nature of all things. This is the truth of the way of existence of all things, living things. When Shinran Shonin came down from the mountain, he gave up thinking and acting, intellectual quests, and rigorous Buddhist training. He just accepted the ultimate reality, Amida Tathagata, and completely entrusted himself to the working of the absolute power of the primal vow, which is beyond explanation, description, and conception. Personally, when I finally discovered and entrust myself in the embrace of the working of the infinite, Amida Buddha, I felt a greater sense of peace and serenity that came from deep inside. Our life doesn't go the way we want, but it goes the way it goes, and that is the best for us. But entrusting that the universe is always embracing me, and that was a bigger plan, helped me get beyond my struggle, complaint, and grumbling. It helped me maintain an open heart that ultimately led me to universal perspective, entrusting that the infinite, Amida Buddha, is always providing ways to sustain me no matter what happened to my life. Whatever happened, assume that working with the infinite is on my side. I definitely felt a lot more calm and peace inside. Lady Takeko Kujo expressed her peaceful gratitude in her poem, Seiya, Splendor of the Evening Sky. Whenever I sing this gatha, it always resonates in my heart, and I feel unfathomable peace. Splendor of the evening sky, filled with countless stars, who can ever fathom its timeless mystery? Millions of eyes, when sparkling bright in the silver sky, touch my heart, my lonely heart, with serenity. More than the countless sand Ganges River hold, are the infinite Buddhas who fill this universe, ever watchful over us throughout day and night. Hearing this, my lonely heart fills with lasting peace. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.